The individual that does not love the Lord does not obey the Lord. The individual that does not love the Lord has no time for the word of the Lord, do they? Mocking the word of God, mocking Jesus. And you see, the individual that does not love the Lord does not obey the Lord.
Welcome to Apply Within, a verse-by-verse study of the Word of God with Pastor Bob Davis of North Country Chapel. We invite you to join with us as we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, apply His Word within our own hearts as we study line upon line, precept upon precept, verse-by-verse through the Bible. We see what it means to love Jesus as our study of John continues in chapter 14, verse 22. Here's Pastor Bob.
Judas said to him, not Iscariot. He said, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself unto us and not to the world? So Judas asks a question. He's one of the 12. He's not the Judas that betrayed Jesus. Remember, the Judas that betrayed Jesus is out there. It's nighttime. He's going to get the guards, the Pharisees, are going to get the chief priests, are going to get them. They're going to go to the garden because Judas knows right where Jesus is going to be because he always goes there to pray. But this one, while Judas is out betraying Jesus, this one, many believe it was the disciple Thaddeus, because there were two Judases of the 12. One went by the name Thaddeus so that you wouldn't confuse them out of the 12. So it's probably Thaddeus, and he asks the question. And he was confused. Hear this. It wasn't making sense to him, and he confessed that. Why do we get so embarrassed when we don't understand what God is trying to tell us? Why are we so embarrassed when we don't know what he means? You read the Bible. I read it. You ever read it? You read a verse, and you go, I have no idea what that means. I don't understand it. And I'm almost 21, and I'm reading it, and I don't understand it. Don't tell me you haven't read parts of the Bible, and you go, I have no idea what that means. And so here we have Thaddeus, or Judas. Lord, and he's confused is all it is, and it doesn't make sense. So I like this. He asks a question. Do you ever ask God questions and then wait for an answer? Like, Lord, what do you mean? And you go, well, I've read it. I got to get to work. You got to sit there and wait for an answer, aren't you? Most people don't. Lord, I don't understand. Have a nice day, God. I got to get to work. Have a nice day, Lord. I'm starting to fall asleep here in my quiet time. Got to get up and get moving. Got to get coffee. Or for some of you, tea. So he's confused. How will you manifest yourself to us and not the world? How could we see you? He's I'm going to come back. You'll see me. Well, how could we see you and the world not see you? That doesn't make sense in his own head. And I am so glad that the disciples were humble enough. They weren't very humble guys, but every once in a while they would humble themselves and they would honestly admit, I don't know what you're talking about. I used to say that to my teachers sometimes. Teacher would ask me a question and I would say, let's just act like for a moment, I have no idea what you're talking about. Can you rephrase that question? And the teacher goes, okay. And I put it down to my, kindergarten level. That's what he's doing. I'm glad the disciples asked questions. Why? Because I have the same questions. And I would always rather it be them than me. When Peter says, no way, what are you talking about? Or John steps up, Lord, you weren't. I like it when they do that because it helps me to learn. So it helps all of us to get a better understanding of what Jesus is saying, because Jesus is now going to answer his question. What a great question. How can you manifest yourself to us? We're just regular people. We're here. When you manifest yourself to us again, well, how come the world won't see you? How's that possible? So look at verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, if a man or woman, an individual, in other words, loves me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with them. Make our home with them. Abide there. Live there. He that loveth me not, or she that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. It's simple. He makes it so plain here. Obedience, and he's already said this basically, grows out of our love for Jesus, and notice his word. I'll read it to you again. He that loves me will keep my words. Where do we find his words? This is it. You're holding it in your lap or in your laptop or wherever you got it. But this is it. God's word is God's word. These are his words. These are what we should be paying attention to, spending time in the Bible. And I'll tell you what, the devil makes it hard for you to do. You have to take a knife and carve out the time. You have to, because everything else will take a priority over it. And it's not that you're planning it that way. It's just your routine all of a sudden becomes without God's word. And then pretty soon you'll say, man, I haven't even cracked my Bible open in a week or two. Will you still be saved? Of course. It's by grace through faith. But listen to what he just said. Obedience grows out of love, our love for Jesus, and our love for the word, his word, God's word. If you don't have that, you'll continue to struggle. And all of us struggle anyway. But if you're not in the word, you're missing out on a lot of joy. You're missing out on a lot of peace. You're missing out on a lot of really thrilling times when you go, whoa, I just read this today, maybe the 700th time, but it made sense to me today. That really struck my heart. It really hit home. Why didn't it hit home 7 years ago? I don't know. It was there 7 years ago. Look, if a person loves me, Jesus says, he or she will willingly want to keep my word. And I like the idea of all of the word. We are Christians, and we have our favorite parts. You say, I don't have favorite parts. You know some scriptures without looking them up. They just sort of somehow stuck there. They become your favorites because it's all you know. Listen, if a person loves me, he or she will willingly want to keep all of my word. Hear this. That language, when he says keep my word, he's talking about his word, all of it. Not just the parts you like. Because some Christians say, I don't like this. I just don't like. Hey, it's God's word. It's all. You can't take parts and pieces. You got to take it all. So notice something. If a person loves me, he or she will willingly want to keep all of my word, not just a commandment here or there to meet some kind of religious requirement. How many people you know, don't judge them, but take a look at them. They say, well, I do this. Well, you know, there are all kinds of things you ought to be doing. Well, I don't, because I'm just busy. But I do that, you know, and they're thinking, look, I did good. I done good. I'm going to heaven. I'm working my way. You know, people say, well, I go to church on a certain day, and I do that faithfully. Well, good for you, but you're leaving out all of the rest of the Word of God. You're leaving out all that God wants you to do and accomplish. You're just getting this thing right. And that's a problem. You're meeting some kind of a religious requirement. When I grew up, you had to go to church. You had to. And if you wanted communion, and of course you want communion or you're really not truly saved, they would tell you. So you want communion, so you got to go to confession. When you're little and you can't remember what you did, you have to make stuff up. What are little children supposed to do? and you're doing it and you did it right, and so you get to have communion. If you didn't go to confession, you can't go to communion. And if you miss a holy day of obligation, that's what I grew up in. That's what I was told I have to do. And if you don't do this, you can't go to heaven. And if you do this, will I go to heaven? Well, no, but it'll send you on your way. You'll be closer. So you're working your way to heaven by trying to do the right things. And Christians that are born again by grace through faith alone act the same way. They just don't brag about it and don't talk about it. But they're pretty sure they had a good day today. How was your day? Oh, man, I'm killing it today. I haven't stepped on anybody, really, not yet. It's only 5 in the morning. But, you know, you haven't. You're doing good. That's not what it is, everybody. If a person loves me, he or she will willingly want to keep all of my word, the word of God. Not just a commandment here and there or some little thing you can remember, but all of it. A lot of people just want to make some kind of religious requirement and just boast that they did it. And the Father, Jesus, has already said it, but he's saying it again, has a special love for those who willingly surrender to his Son and obey. In other words, and follow Jesus. Of course he loves you. He loves everybody. He loves every believer and non-believer. But there, for the believer, there is a special love for those who willingly surrender to Jesus Christ. Trusting and counting on Jesus for everything, not their good day they had today. How was your week? It was a Holy Spirit week. I don't even know what one of those are. Every moment is a Holy Spirit moment. We'll talk about that in a minute too, but a special love, trusting and counting on Jesus Christ. And as a result, the Father and the Son will actually make their abode in that man, in that woman, in that individual. By grace through faith, and God's Holy Spirit is there. He said, we will make our abode with him. The word abode is moni, and it means abiding, a home, a dwelling place. Take up residence in that woman or that man. God is in your heart. But, he says, just the opposite is true of the individual that does not love the Lord. See, the individual that does not love the Lord does not obey the Lord. The individual that does not love the Lord has no time for the word of the Lord, do they? Mocking the word of God, mocking Jesus. And you see, they're right there. The individual that does not love the Lord does not obey the Lord. Those that do not love the Lord do not obey the word of the Lord and are not interested in the word of the Lord. It's hard to get non-believers to read their Bible. And I've talked with non-believers who say, I read the whole Bible. I got nothing out of it. Well, I don't doubt that. I've read the Bible over and over and over, and I'm still finding things in there I never saw before. So this is not just a one quick deal. This is not like reading your algebra book and getting algebra. It's a little different, everybody. It's deep. It goes straight to the soul. It's all about eternity. It's all about what's after all of this. The one that does not love the Lord doesn't obey the Lord. Those that don't love the Lord do not obey the word of the Lord. They don't care a thing about the word of the Lord, and they mock the word of the Lord. And I remember when I got saved, I didn't know nothing about anything, nothing about nothing. And one of the guys that I used to run with, as a matter of fact, he goes, come on, we're headed over here, over to the enlisted men's club. And I said, no, I'm going to Bible study. He says, oh, you're a Bible thumper now? And I didn't know what that was, you know. He says, I hope that didn't offend you. I go, doesn't offend me. I don't know what it is. You just hit it, or what is it? I don't know what you're talking about, dummy. I do read my Bible, though, now. I didn't 2 days ago, but I do now. Do you have a problem with it? Well, I was bigger than him. He didn't have a problem with it. But there's a lot of people that are bigger than me and bigger than you, and they have a problem with it, and they'll tell you, won't they? And they'll make fun of it, and they'll put signs on their lawn, and you'll see signs in restaurants, and you can see whoever's doing this does not love the Lord. No judgment. That's just what God Himself said. And I love what Jesus says here. Jesus says, they are not only refusing the words of Jesus, because these aren't my words, they're refusing the words of God as well. Isn't that what Jesus said? He says in verse 24, he that loves me not keeps not my words, my saying. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. In other words, if you're rejecting my words and mocking mine, you are rejecting God's words and mocking God. Which is what people do when they make fun, like someone's praying, like Vice President of the United States praying. They mock that. Okay, there's nothing wrong with praying, everybody. Nothing. But listen, they're not only refusing the words of Jesus, they're refusing the words of God. To rebel against Jesus' word is to rebel against God the Father who sent him. So look at verse 25. I have spoken these things unto you, being present, yet still present with you. We're supposed to get this now. This is his last will and testament before he dies. He is telling you something. Listen to these words. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you everything, all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. I like it. If you love the Lord, you're going to spend time in the Word of God. And the more you do, the more you love the Lord. And the more you do, the closer you're drawn to the Lord. You're still going to fumble and fall and stumble. That's all right. Keep walking. The Holy Spirit is there to whisper to your heart. This is the way, walk in it. We're going to get there. We need to be reading our Bibles. Find a place. And it doesn't have to be at midnight. And it doesn't have to be at oh dark 30 in the morning. People say, well, the psalmist says, early in the morning I will hear your word. So therefore, it's holy then, and it's not holy the rest of the day. Stop it. Read your Bible. Sit alone. Alone. Get all alone. Under the car. Wherever. In the truck. Just get somewhere alone. And don't let anybody have that time except God. Jesus has been teaching his disciples for the last 3.5 years, hasn't he? Every day he taught them something, many days, many times a day, and he would teach them and show them. He would just show them examples of how it works and how to do it. He would do it, and they're watching and they're learning, just like we verse by verse go through the Bible as we're reading the Gospels, and we walk with Jesus every day, verse by verse, and we're watching what he says and how he says it to people and how he deals with them and what he does with this kind of individual and what he does with that kind of individual. He's been teaching his disciples for the last 3.5 years. Now, his disciples understood some of those things, but not all of them. They kept asking him over and over some things. He still had to keep telling them, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, get down, humble yourselves. And that seems to be something we can't figure out. We're low for about 2 minutes, and that was hard. Felt like all day. And now we're back up, taking control. I don't like you, and you're kind of ugly anyway. And we forget what we're made of and what we're all about. But listen, he taught them 3.5 years, 24/7. His disciples understood some of the things he taught them, and they didn't understand some of the things that he taught them. So they partly understood, some of them. Okay, we know you're God. Well, I'm going to go to the cross. Well, we don't. No, you're not. No, we would never let you do that. We would never let that. Peter said, you're not going to do that. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Remember that? Because he doesn't understand. Why would you do that? Why would you let them? No, you're God. You're the Son of God. No, you can't let anybody treat you that way. So they partly understood, and partly they were clueless. And that's walking with Jesus right there. You could grab his arm and hold on. You could look at his face and say, now look right, hold his face. Tell me that again right to my face, because I've heard it three times and I don't get it. Right? You had him right there. But you didn't understand. There were some things, and he already told them this and told us this, that he could not reveal to them yet. There were some things he didn't even tell them or try to tell them yet, because they would not have been able to grasp it, to comprehend it. So that's just what he's saying here. I've spoken these things to you, being right with you, present with you, right there, looking at your face, smiling and joking with one another. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. And he will bring to your remembrance whatsoever I said to you. Remember when the disciples saw Jesus risen from the dead? Then they said, oh, I remember back there on the Sea of Galilee when he said this. Now that makes sense. Right? Remember how that happened to them? And they say, we didn't know he was going to rise from the dead, but when he rose from the dead, we thought, that's right, he said he would rise. But they forgot it. The Holy Spirit was helping them. So look, he says this. There are some things I can't tell you right now. You're not ready to understand or grasp them, but you'll learn. The Comforter, God's Holy Spirit, will take up residence in you, and he will be with you forever. And the Comforter, God's Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, meaning literally, the Father will send him, and he represents me. The Holy Spirit represents Jesus. Remember, Jesus was their Comforter. Jesus protected them. He taught them. He made sure they were healthy. He made sure they got to eat. He made sure that they were all right. And when they were a little nervous in the upper room, just like they were his little children, he said, guys, calm down. You don't let your hearts be troubled. Remember? Jesus did all that. Now he's going to the Father. What are we going to do? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. And he's going to come and he's going to do it. God will send him in my name, meaning representing Jesus himself. And he will teach you how much, Christian? All things. All things. And he will remind you of the things that Jesus said. You've read your Bible a little bit. Have you ever just been driving along or walking along or sitting there with a commercial on and you got something else going and then just a scripture comes into your mind and you hear this? You say, I'm just feeling a little frustrated. And you just hear, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, dwelling places. If it were not true, I'd tell you so. And it calms you right down. Yeah, I know, Lord, that's true. I know. He says the Holy Spirit will teach you things, all things, and he will bring to your remembrance the things that Jesus said. And now that we have the entire Word of God, he'll bring to your remembrance things that you read, maybe not this week, maybe 6 months ago. I can't remember where that was, but that just popped into my head. That's right, straight from God. This is part of the special ministry of God's Holy Spirit. Not all, but it's part of the special ministry of the Holy Spirit here in this earth.
Thank you for listening to Apply Within with Pastor Bob Davis. Apply Within is the radio outreach ministry of North Country Chapel. Our Sunday morning Bible studies are at 9 and 11 a.m. We also have a Friday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and a Monday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. You can download today's message in its entirety at northcountrychapel.com/studies. That's northcountrychapel.com www.bibleclub.org/studies. If you would like a copy of today's message, write to us and ask for the message with today's date. The address is Apply Within, 2281 West Celtis, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Or call us at 1-800-572-8851. That number again, 1-800-572-8851. Our mobile app is available for iPhone and Android. Download it to listen to full-length studies, watch the live stream of our services, or to find out more about church events. If you have been blessed by the teaching or have prayer requests that you would like to share with us, write, email, or call us as well. Please join with us every Monday through Friday as we study together verse by verse on Apply Within, sponsored by North Country Chapel. God bless you.